Well, good morning and welcome in to a day before Thanksgiving edition of My Car Guru. It is Thanksgiving Eve, and we welcome the guru, Lenny Lawson, here, and he's got daughter Abby with him this morning as well.
I got to start smoking my turkeys in the not-too-distant future.
There's the alarm for the turkeys. To
so we're having a fried turkey, and I'm smoking two turkeys on my egg.
What are you smoking? Remember that you used to hear that question?
Yeah, I'm not smoking
anything. What are you smoking?
I was never smoking anything.
Back in the cigarette days.
Right. But that was a slang. Mm-hmm. You know, if somebody said something crazy, you'd say, what have you been smoking?
What have you been smoking?
You know? And I said, nothing. I don't smoke nothing.
But turkeys.
Can't say that for my kids, though.
Well.
They strayed a little bit.
That's the way it goes.
The smoking.
Teenage rebellion, and then you get over it.
Who gets over it?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Statute of limitations.
Except
as
the parents who endured it.
Well, yeah. One out of my three smoke, so I.
Still?
Yeah, it's just the way it is, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. None of mine do anymore. Mm-mm. Hopefully the grandkids will never take on that habit.
It's so different now, I think. You know, even when I was in college and things like that, the bars, you could smoke in them. You can't do that anymore. Now, I think you're pretty much a pariah if you're in your teens and young 20s and you're trying to smoke socially, you know, you're out on a patio. It's just changed so much. Thank goodness, you know, all those campaigns to make smoking not cool, I think, have worked.
Yeah.
Can you believe they used to smoke in airplanes?
Yes.
I mean, just to think about that now boggles the mind.
You ever watch the show Mad Men?
I've seen a few of them.
Yeah.
Not much, but
it's just how smoking was. The chain smoking in the office and then the airplanes and then the restaurants. And
well,
everything.
You watch Game Show Network like Match Game.
Yeah.
If we watch that, they're smoking on the Match Game set, you know, openly right there.
They must have different rules there.
Well, what I'm saying is the old Match Game.
Oh, the old Match Game.
In the 70s.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
That's what I'm saying.
I thought you were talking about the new.
Like you see Richard Dawson sitting there and he's smoking.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes Brett Summers will be smoking. Charles Nelson Reilly's got a pipe and all that stuff.
Richard Dawson.
Yeah.
Haven't thought of him in a long time. First time I ever saw him was on Hogan's Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
When he had...
Newkirk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Newkirk.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it to you to remember his name.
Yeah, I'm the sitcom guy.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. We strayed down a trail there. I didn't mean to get you off.
That's all right.
So you're smoking two turkeys, did you say?
I'm smoking them on the egg grill, yeah. I've got to brine one of them and rub the other. Put a rub on one just to see.
So you're doing a dry rub and a brine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So I got to get started on that now, you know, so that we are prepared.
So you start the day before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, we do. So we are getting ready. We're closed on Thanksgiving. I guess we should be.
Closed tomorrow.
Closed.
Thanksgiving.
Open on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then open on Saturday. And then closed on Sunday, and then open on Monday. So that will be the end of our month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are some dealerships that are open on Sunday in the Tri-Cities.
Yeah.
And we're not one of them, but that's okay if that's what they want to do.
You're like Chick-fil-A.
That's right.
Yeah.
Except we don't make as much money as Chick-fil-A does. I went to a Chick-fil-A the other day. I just have a problem with this assembly line kind of a feeling that I get when I go there. Like I'm just a... Yeah,
like you're being herded, almost. Yeah.
And all this electronics that they're using coming at me. Mm-hmm. I mean, but people love it though, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for goodness sake, they have mac and cheese now.
And it's good.
It is good.
It is good.
It is good.
I do like the interacting with humans, though. Instead of, you know, just being a number or a vehicle, you know, you can see that they refer to you as Black Expedition.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little impersonal.
But what is it about Chick-fil-A that people like so much?
I think in the South, it's the fact that, yes, they're closed on Sunday, and it's kind of a faith-based business.
And you think people eat there because of that?
I do, indeed. In the South, I sure do. I think a lot of people eat there because of that.
I think it's consistency, too.
Okay. Because the chicken is just kind of...
I think it's good.
Yeah.
I do. I think the chicken's good.
Waffle fries. Sometimes,
lemonade's good.
Sometimes they're a little soggy.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the waffle fries. They're okay, but I like the chicken sandwich and the nuggets and all that.
I'll probably be banned. They'll see me drive up and they'll say, wait a minute, is that the guy that does My Car Guru?
Wait a minute.
They better not ban you. I'm a fan.
Let's divert him to the soggy fry line.
That's Black Expedition. Let's get rid of him.
Let's get rid of this guy. Anyway, General Motors is trying to recall a bunch of vehicles. If you own a GM vehicle, you better pay attention to this, because GM is getting ready to recall. I saw 7 million the other day. This particular news story from Reuters says 5.9 million. That's a lot of airbags to replace.
Yeah.
On another phase of the Takata airbag inflators.
When will that ever end?
It's I have no idea, but a U.S. safety agency said Monday it had rejected the Detroit automaker's petition to avoid this particular recall. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said GM must recall 2007 through 2014 model year trucks and SUVs because the inflators are at risk of the same type of explosion after long-term exposure to high heat and humidity as other recalled Takata inflators.
Yeah.
Now, this will literally be a boon to the dealers. Dealers like recalls because we get paid to do it. We get paid for the parts and paid for the labor to do it. And so it is not something that your dealer wants to avoid. As a matter of fact, if you bring your vehicle into the service department for any kind of repair, you're going to find that they're going to check the recalls to make sure that's done. If they didn't, it's because they forgot.
Well, I had my Takata bags replaced, you know, remember, in my Ford truck.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I do recall
that. At your place.
Yeah. I do recall that. We were supposed to go to Las Vegas a few weeks ago to a big meeting for Ford. This is the annual get-together of the dealers, and the brass gets together and says, okay, this is what our plans are for the coming year. But that was canceled, and so they did it virtually this time. So we were able to sit and watch all the presentations. Ford is coming out with some pretty cool programs. One, to help the dealers be more competitive with companies that have a more of a nationwide used car presence. And that would be like CarMax, Carvana. Do you say Carvana or Carvana?
They say Carvana on the commercial.
Do they? Okay. Well, I wasn't sure. I wanted to make sure I pronounced that correctly.
Tomato, tomato.
That's right. But anyway, so Ford is coming out with this program called the Ford Blue Advantage that will supposedly connect all of their dealers into a database for their used cars, so they'll be able to provide more of a selection to people and other types of services. Maybe even delivery, Abby. Maybe a vending machine. A Ford vending machine. I hope they don't make me build that. I've had to build enough lately.
I totally agree.
We just last week had to put in our charging stations for our new Ford products. My wife has been driving this Lincoln Continental, and it's a lease car. We leased it. And she said, well, what am I going to be driving next? And I said, it'll probably be something you plug into a wall. You may be our first guinea pig on the Ford Mustang Mach-E. You know, that's going to be a competitor for the Tesla Model 3, which is their best-selling smaller Tesla, and the Mach-E. Well, no, really the Tesla Model Y, which is their SUV or crossover. It's got more room in it. You think Mustang, you think, what, two-door sports car, right, with a small back seat? This is not anything like that. It has a Mustang grill, kind of, and a Mustang taillights, but everything else, nothing else looks like a Mustang. So there will be, we should have one of those, Abby, in a couple weeks. I saw the report. So we will be getting that vehicle, and Ford or the EPA announced the range, Tim, 300 miles.
Not enough.
No.
Not enough.
Depends on how you travel. That would be fine for me, you know, for local driving. But I was talking to somebody about it the other day, and you think about the unbelievable numbers of gas stations and pump availability and all that, and with a push to EV electric vehicles, the expense of putting in these chargers and having millions of people having to park for 30 minutes to charge, I just don't know how it will work.
Well,
I don't think
that will work at all. They have to get the charging time down to a few minutes, wouldn't you think, for it to really...
Well, that's not going to happen with the current battery technology that we have. I mean, it takes 40 minutes to get an 80% charge in a Tesla, and that's at one of their super stations.
Yeah.
Now, if you plug it into your 110 at the house, it's going to take 24 hours or longer.
In this instant society we live in, do you really think people are going to be patient enough to wait 30 minutes to charge their car?
I think it's going to be a novelty until you get you know 400 to 500 miles of range.
Yeah.
I just don't see big sales from this.
Right.
And who's going to pay to build those stations and put those expensive charging stations?
Well, it's going to have to be subsidized. But my problem is if I did a search in Greenville, for example, for charging stations. There's two. There's a Tesla, one plug charging station underneath the General Morgan Inn, and there's one at Chance Scott. His showed up. Mm-hmm. And that's it, other than the ones that I just installed. So mm-hmm. Where did we put our Ford outside charger?
We don't have one outside. We have one in the service drive. We have one in the service department. We have a Nissan in the lot, and we have a Nissan in customer parking.
See, I haven't been told what I'm supposed to do with these outside chargers. Am I supposed to just let somebody come up and plug in and be done with it? Or is there connected to any type of charging system?
Well, we have a 6-foot tall podium that that is by the road that shows that we have a charging station there.
So come on in.
So, yeah.
Free power at Gateway.
Right.
I guess. I don't know. How much would it cost to charge a car? I know seemed like I read something that was going to be like to charge a Tesla, it actually cost about $12 to get a full tank, whereas a full tank of gas is, you know, high 20s, maybe low 30s.
Yeah, in the 30s.
Yeah.
Probably.
So we also have the... My son-in-law, who is also our Ford sales manager, said, would you like to have a hybrid F-150? And I said, well, sure. My next F-150, I'll try one of the hybrids. It's got like 450 horsepower and has all this, you know, latest technology. And he says, well, the only way we can get it is to get a limited. So your F-150, you have the XL, the XLT, the Lariat, and then you have specialty vehicles like the King Ranch, right? Mm-hmm. The Platinum, and then the top of the line is called the Limited.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only vehicle you can get the hybrid powertrain in. I said, gosh, how much is that going to cost? He says, it's $75,000.
Mm.
That's a lot of moolah for a half-ton pickup truck. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, this stuff is coming. The General Motors has decided that they're going to not back the Trump administration in its legal battle to strip California's authority to set its own fuel efficiency regulations. See, California's, they try to go their own way. And then sometimes when they do, it transcends across the country, you know, becomes accepted in different places. But they're wanting to ban all internal combustion engines
mm-hmm.
by 2030. That's not too far away.
10 years down the road?
Yeah. And then you won't be able to buy a new car with a gasoline engine in it. And so General Motors has been... Now, Ford was okay with it. Ford and Fiat Chrysler. And there were a couple companies that said, okay, fine. We'll go with that. But General Motors said, no, we are not. Along with Toyota and Honda. Those three said, no, we're not going to go. We're going to fight that with the Trump administration. All of a sudden, General Motors has caved. Because Biden won, and they said, we might as well cave, because we got to be nice to these people so that we can get what we want. We may run out of money someday and have to go begging,
mm-hmm.
you know. So anyway, that's some of the stuff that's going on in the news.
All right, we'll take our first break. We'll come right back. And we're back here on this edition of My Car Guru for this day before Thanksgiving. It is Thanksgiving Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And during the break, we were just talking about Thanksgiving food. It made me hungry, ready for tomorrow.
Me too. I've got kind of a gnawing ache in my stomach right now.
Is your belly gnawing? My mama used to say that.
It's trying to eat itself, I think. You know, COVID, I hate to say it, but COVID has really impacted the car business in interesting ways. One, business has been very good as far as car sales are concerned. But secondly, it's created a lot of challenges the dealership looks different now. You see physical barriers that are put up between customers and salespeople and service people.
Mm-hmm.
You see masks, obviously.
A lot of plastic. Wouldn't you like to be a manufacturer of plastic
yes.
right now?
A lot of spraying, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also had a really big impact on supply lines, especially for parts. A lot of people are having to wait extended periods of time when they bring their car in for service. Unfortunately, when the factories light back up and start producing cars, that becomes the priority, not replacement parts. And a lot of suppliers, you know, even some obscure small company that makes brake pads or a pin for a caliper or some, you know, when those go down, then it stops everything. And it has created massive issues for us. We've had some vehicles that have been down for 8-10 weeks in our shop because we can't get the parts.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a customer the other day said, well, I've really got to have my truck, and I really need this for my business. And so he found some parts for it. But these are aftermarket parts.
Mm-hmm.
And since this was a vehicle under warranty, Ford was not going to pay a warranty price on a part that, instead of being made in the U.S. under Ford's guidelines, it was made in China. It looks just like that part, but it's not as good. And see, Abby has to deal with those phone calls, don't you, Abby?
I do have to deal with those phone calls.
You know, she handles what we call our heat cases. If there is a situation with a customer in the shop and it's taken, you know, we've exceeded their delivery promise, basically, mm-hmm. We call that a carryover in mm-hmm. the shop. And so she talks them off the ledge.
I take the bullets. Yeah. But, you know, if you can relate to him and just be honest, I am all about transparency.
Yeah.
I'd just tell them the real deal. That's mm-hmm. what people want. And even if it's not the best news, I always like to just open it wide open for them and let them know what's really going on. And then they're more likely to understand you than if you hide behind, you know.
Well, shoot straight with them and don't give them the runaround.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
The service challenges have been significant, though, and body parts, you name it. I mean, there are certain things that are flowing pretty good right now, but a lot of the major components, like when you have to replace an entire transmission or if you have to replace an engine, and this does happen, you know, occasionally, then it's just difficult to fulfill that. Little things like processing tags to somebody that is from out of state. A lot of the DMVs are closed and working irregular hours, and you can't get people to answer the phone. I've been trying to solve a problem on a credit card for my mom for months, and I can't get anybody to solve that problem. I mean, everybody that I talk to, sometimes I'll ask them, where are you located in an office? Or, you know, after we've talked a little while and they don't mind loosening up a little bit. And I guess 90% of the people that I'm talking to are working from home.
Mm-hmm.
And they have access through a computer screen to the information that I need, and sometimes they can't get it, so they have to put me on hold. I can't tell you how many calls have been dropped. I called ADT 4 times trying to see why my mom's cameras aren't working in her house.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't get through. Every time I get through, I'm talking to a person, they're going to transfer me, the call gets dropped. So I don't know what to do next. If anybody has any ideas how to get in touch with ADT, I would be open to that. But you know, another thing is just COVID battle fatigue. You know, just people just getting tired of it and having to deal with all the issues.
Yeah.
You know, it's really difficult to predict what's coming down the pike. They're saying now that we will have a inoculation that we can get.
Vaccine.
Yeah, vaccine sometime in December. Said that, I heard today that maybe 20 million people will be able to have the vaccine before the end of December. There's 300 million people in this country. It's going to take a while to get through us all.
Yeah, they're going to, I think, go with the essential health workers and people like that first. And then I heard the latest report this morning, I think it was, that widespread, just for average citizen Joe Blow, probably not till spring.
Yeah. And I worry about all these people that are unemployed right now, especially people that work in service industries like restaurants and things like that. I mean, working... Yeah, I mean, I know that they've had to have a tremendous amount of cutbacks, and a lot of small businesses have closed. So what's happening with these people as far as income is concerned? You know, it's a stimulus package. Should have been passed a long time ago. There should be money mm-hmm. in these people's pockets now.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the politics and the morons in Washington, they can't get this stuff through, you know, so that they can really just do the right thing. So it's frustrating. But it's hopefully it's coming, but probably not until after the first of the year.
All right, we're going to take our last break, and we'll be back to wrap things up. And we are back here to wrap up this day before Thanksgiving edition.
Ford's going to have a big advantage with their new Ford electric SUV called the Mustang Mach-E over Tesla. You know what the advantage is going to be? $7,500 from the federal government. Tesla has run out of all of their, for their particular Model 3, and I think probably all of their cars, they've run out of the government subsidy.
Mm-hmm.
You can only do $250,000. So now Ford is going to have a big advantage of $7,500
mm-hmm.
tax credit.
Mm.
So
okay.
If you want an electric vehicle, give us a call. Give me a call, 552-2020.
That's the guru's number.
That's
552-2020.
Right. I'll get you hooked up.
Electrically.
Literally and figuratively.
There you go. And we'll hook up again on Thanksgiving tomorrow. How's
that's right.
That?
Okay.
We'll see you then.